Ravens take that W in Pittsburgh in that Ketchup Stadium. But it was ugly. We're going to talk about this and a couple of things more. And what I love and hate it coming right out. Renegade. Hey guys, my name is Sonny. Welcome to SCG Sports. And if you haven't been to my channel before and you love Raven content, or you just want another YouTuber from the AFC North or from another thing, subscribe now and hit the notification bell so you can stay up to date every time I upload. Don't forget, every Tuesday we do a live stream at 8:30, and I also bring some live calls. So guys, damn, that was an ugly game. It was an ugly game. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It was an ugly game. But it doesn't matter. Beautiful, ugly, hideous, doesn't matter. Dub. That's all that matters, that dub. And we took it on the road. So now we're 3-2. We're going to see what happens on Monday night. Clowney's lost, or if the Clowney's lose, we'll take the back to the division, right? At this point, at worst, we're tied for the division. They have the tiebreaker. Anyway, let's start with some love. Okay. So I'm going to say the play for Humphreys. I thought Humphreys had a rough game. I didn't think Humphreys were having that good of a game. For some reason, he wasn't playing that tight. So he was allowing a lot of cushion, and the receivers were making catches over against him. Also, that bad tackling from him on Juju, and Juju scored that touchdown. But then he made all of it better. Steelers get the ball back. All they need to do is score a field goal. Not only this bad boy forces a punt or fumble over Humphreys, then he doesn't stay down. He stands up, the ball is probably like a 10, 12 yards away from him, runs and scoops it up. Bynes couldn't do that. Bynes couldn't even touch it after he went out of bounds. So if Humphreys doesn't do that, we're talking about the Steelers probably recovering the ball. So heads up play, loved it. By the way, before I keep going, shout out to Tony Jefferson and Mason Rudolph. Hopefully both of you guys are good. Rudolph, I know he's a squealer, but that aside, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. And my boy Tony, he's out for the year. Everybody keeps him on your prayers. Speedy recovery, bro. Hopefully we'll be back next year. Okay, so also what I love, JT, Justin Tucker, man. When you have the best kicker in the whole league, you know, you do what you do. Get close, let him handle his business. He had a hell of a game. Hell of a game. The other that I love, Sam Cock. Look, we get pinned deep, right? We were 4th-and-1. Dude kicks it out far, right? That helps. That helps. The other thing is we get stopped in the OT. And I'm like, I was telling my wife, I was like, man, this is probably going to be, they only might need 10 more yards. No, Sam Cook goes booming punt. Okay, so shout out to both of the special team squad. Also, on the other side, Kennedy had a decent game again, another strong game. Earl Thomas, that pick didn't count, but it was good. Again, prayers for Rudolph, but I thought that hit was good. All I saw for Earl Thomas was he played really, really good in this game. That's pretty much it. Although, I would say Carr also had not so much. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Okay, so it was a short list for what I love. Let's talk about what I hated. This might be the worst rushing outside linebacking core that we have. No pressure. We were bringing 5. There was no pressure. We were bringing 6. No pressure. So we here complain about the secondary, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but damn, you bring 6 and no pressure, but obviously that's going to weaken your secondary. I understand the Steelers O-line is great. I understand that. But, man, that is rough. Okay, so secondary, also, you're not going to get here past Mason Rudolph before he went out, 20 attempts, 13 completions, 1 touchdown. Then you go... Hodges comes in. 9 attempts, 1 touchdown. We did have a pick against Samuel. But the other two undrafted... I don't know if he's a rookie. But Hodges is an undrafted guy. We didn't get any picks. Rudolph, he didn't get any picks. So that was bad. Now, On the flip side, this should have been what I love. We did make them one-dimensional. They're bad against the run. We took Connor, 55 yards total. I understand he scored a touchdown. I predicted he was going to score a touchdown. And Hodges scrambled on that one for 10 yards. So he had 20 yards. But over that, that's it. 77 yards total rushing. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Samuel was a non-factor. So you make them one-dimensional. But the one dimension that you make them, they torch you. So again, outside backers, horrible game. Could be one of the worst. One of the worst pass rushings that I've seen for this Ravens team. Secondary, look, Marlon, I said, I put them in what I love because of the play that was crucial. But overall, he didn't have a great game. Kennedy had a fairly strong game. And then Carr, not really. And I thought it was more the scheme. They were just giving them. They were giving them too much cushion. So Rudolph was sitting there. The pocket was clean. Again, the rushers. And then Rudolph was just, boom, boom. Here's my guy. Here's my guy. You know, it wasn't like very difficult completion. So we need to clean that up. I don't like the whole cushion thing they were giving to the quarterbacks. You need to pressure. If you're not going to get pressure, play tight, make some coverage sack. Meaning everybody's playing tight, and then you just, you know, the quarterback doesn't have anywhere to go. Eventually, your rusher, you should be getting there. Again, we face a hell of a O-line with the Steelers, but that's just my opinion. Mark Ingram didn't have a strong game, and the reality was we were trying to run between the tackles. It wasn't happening. So you get Mark Ingram running, what, 50-something yards? 44 yards. 44 yards. He did score a touchdown, but look, average 2.3. Gus, he only carried 5 times for 17 yards. He did break one for like 10 yards or 8 yards or whatever it was, so that was a nice run, but for the most part, he was a non-factor. Ingram was a non-factor. Lamar, on the other hand, he was the factor. 14 carries, 70 yards. But before I go to Lamar, let me say another thing that I hated. The O-line. You get Stanley there doing his thing. I said, oh, Zeus is going to struggle a little bit against Watt because Watt is faster, and I didn't think Zeus had the feet to move fast with Watt. My guy, Roman, put a tight end. Make sure he ships inside, and then you're containing Watt. Because when Watt was trying to come into Zeus, he was handling well. It was just speed-wise, Zeus couldn't keep up. Yanda did fairly well, although there was a one that he allowed pressure through it. Skura, he did fairly well, I guess. Bozeman. My God, Bozeman. Dude, I can only wonder what Makari is doing in the practice, because it cannot be worse than Bozeman. Bozeman has me hot. Bozeman, I mean, Newell tagged me, and I was like, dude, yes, I'm hot at this point. So there was no run through the middle, through the tackles. I thought the guards weren't, and this also goes to Yanda. Yanda had an okay game. But Bozeman, there was too much pressure through the inside, and we knew this was going to happen. So it was good that we got him with a W, but we got dominated in the trenches. The D-line from the Steel, especially that interior D-line, dominated our interior O-line. Let me say now on Lamar Jackson. Lamar had a bad game. So he's here in my hate. And usually, I have given him a couple times what I love. But most of the time, Lamar's in my special corner, which is like this intermediate, not great, not bad, good, right? But Lamar Jackson had, running the ball was great. 14 carries, 70 yards. And I said it in my preview. Play loose, dude. Just do your own thing. And he looked like, I couldn't see my progressions. They weren't open. Let me just run. Now, he's not running as, like last year, he was just basically just like a receiver running. He's running more timid, which is okay because I don't want that big hit. But what I would like for him is just run harder, slide. You see that defender coming to you, then you slide, okay? He's more running, and let me see how quickly I can get to my sidelines. Even when I'm running to the middle, how can I get to my sideline? No, dude, keep going forward and slide, okay? But on the passing, 19 completions on 28 attempts. Not great. Not horrible. Not great. 161. A buck 61 yards. So one touchdown that was good on Hollywood, and hopefully Hollywood is good. That was a good catch. 3 interceptions. Let's go back to the pick. The first one, I thought it was a PI. The refs didn't call it. but Mandrews, in my opinion, got interfered. But that was it was an okay throw. Wasn't bad. Should have been caught if there's no PI. So not completely on him. Second pick, horrible on that 2 minute drive before the half. Horrible. And the other pick, it should have been incompletion. Now, it was a tough throw. It was a great attempt for Boyle. Hell of a play by Devin Bush. But he didn't have possession, and the ball went down. So, overall, before we go to my ultimate hate of this week, overall, Jackson had, I would say, like a C-minus game. Like a C-minus game. I'm pretty sure he would say the same thing. C-minus game. He needs to do better. He needs to clean up. 5 picks in the last 2 games. That's not good. That's not winning football. This one we got with a W, but against better teams, it's not going to fly. Last but not least, the Zebras, the refs. What it looked like was the NFL got, you know, it might have been that the NFL said, like, oh my God, all my refs are on a flu. Foot Locker, who you have? Bring them here. You people are going to be reffing. But we're Steelers fans. Doesn't matter. You're reffing. And to be fair, there was 2 bad calls against the Steelers. And then plus, they were calling offside like crazy. The Steelers got twice. McPhee got called once. I actually think none of those 3 were offsides. On the other side, the roughing the passer call, that was rough. That was, no pun intended, but that was tough on the Steelers. But, dude, there was a 3rd down completion that I thought it was bogus. It was incomplete. That PI that should have been called Mandrews, that wasn't called. And as I discussed before, the Bush interception, which I thought it was incomplete. Those are 3 crucial plays. Crucial. Plus, there was plenty of others. They accepted 22 penalties. This game was horribly officiated. The Zebras were just bad. Again, I just thought they were like, okay, our guys are down with the flu. Foot Locker, who you have? You already had the uniform, so might as well come. Ref, here you go. Boom. So, bad calls all around. I haven't put what I hated the refs before, but my God, guys, it was bad. Now, again, it was an ugly win. We should have won. I predicted by 7. We only won by 3 in overtime. Very too close for comfort. But, hey, we took the dub. At the end of the day, really, doesn't matter if it was pretty, it was ugly. Nah. What matters is that dub. Hey, guys, if you like this video, please subscribe to the channel. Also, follow me on Twitter, IG, Facebook, obviously YouTube, at SCG Sports. Don't forget, Tuesdays at 8:30, we do live streams where we take phone calls. And before you leave this video, don't forget to check one of the videos here on the side. Thank you, guys, and I will see you next time. Peace out.